朋友，你在收听的是活在耶稣里网站提供的福乐人生讲坛。今天的讲员是李秀全牧师。愿神的话语滋润你的心田，使你能更好地认识神和认识自己，并坚定地信靠神。
也许因着这件事情就带来以色列人当时所谓水门的复兴。
It may well lead to the what we call the revival of the Watergate among the Israelites.
今天我们在座许多所谓信耶稣的人，我们所谓做耶稣基督门徒的人。
Of those of us who claim to be believers of Christ.
我们有没有真正体验过这本书神的话可以成为我们的供应和满足？
Have you ever experienced that this book as the indeed the, a fulfillment of your inner need?
这几个月我常常强调供和求的关系。
For the recently, I emphasized the balance between supply and demand.
难道我们看到礼拜天，我们好像把这个礼拜堂坐满，我们就里面也满足了吗？
Is that true that the fact that this hall is filled in Sunday means that our heart is also filled?
请问你我个人跟神之间的关系今天怎么样？
May I ask that what is the relationship between you and God personally?
我们看见水门的复兴，第一步是渴慕圣经。
The first requirement of Watergate revival is the earnest desire to have to want fulfillment.
我们看第二，到底他们复兴第二个这个步骤是什么？
What is the second step of their revival?
他们真是在圣经里面给我们看到，他们有够多的时间去部署、去准备这样一次的大会。
And we can see that they seem to have a lot of time to prepare for this meeting.
他们找一个够大的一个场合，水门前的宽阔处。
And they look for a space, a square in front of Watergate.
你如果看第七章第六十六节，当时有四万多的人在他们的当中。
And it was recorded they have about 400,000 people among them.
40,000. 有四万人在那里，如果加上这些男男女女，我相信大概这个数目可能不止五万人。
And of course, if you include children and minors, you will exceed that number.
所以他们找了一个够大的场所，而且他们也找一个够资格的讲员，把以斯拉请来。
So they look for a big space, and they also look for a reputable speaker. Ezra.
那他们也找够长的时间让他们有这样的聚会，从早上六点一直到中午十二点，有六个钟头的时间他们好好的来参加这一次的聚会。
And they also look for an adequate time but from sunrise to noon, about 6 hours.
有四五万人在那边，所以他们也预备一个够高的讲台，让讲员可以站在台上，让大家都可以看到他。
Because of the crowd, they also build a platform so that the speaker can be seen by all.
第四节说，文士以斯拉站在为这是特别预备的木台上，他能够登高一呼，大家都能够看到。
And it said here, Ezra stood on a wooden platform built for that occasion.
当然他没有所罗门那么有气派，如果你去看所罗门王当年他站起来领大家祷告的时候盖的一个台是铜台，不是木台，他这个盖的比较阳春一点。
And of course this pale in comparison to Solomon's bronze platform.
请注意在第五节，当以斯拉站在这个木台上还没有开始读，还没有开始解释，当他把这个书卷一打开的时候，这些会众每一个人都自动的站起来。
Please notice verse 5, Ezra, as he opened the book before he speak, all the people could rise in front of him.
据说现在在犹太人的会场，每一次他们只要打开圣经，大家就会站起来，表示对圣经的尊重。
It's the ritual that in the synagogues, when they open the Bible, the congregation will rise to show their respect.
我们在这里看见，因着这件事情带出整个犹太人历世历代的一些这样的习惯。
You can say that through this, you can see all the rituals and habits through the ages of Israelites.
我们在这里看到以色列人马上就应声说阿们阿们，然后他们就低头俯伏在地敬拜。
He said the Israelites were raising their hands and respond in Amen, Amen, and worship the Lord with their face on the ground.
以色列人没有敬拜这本书。
The Israelites did not worship this book.
以色列人没有敬拜讲这本书的那个人。
They did not worship the speaker.
他们尊重圣经，因为他们尊重上帝。
They respect the Bible because they respect God.
我们今天说我们信神，我们愿意跟随主。
Today we say that we believe in God, but who do we follow?
但是到底我们今天有没有真正的因着尊重神而尊重他的话语？
But yet today, do we respect His word because we respect Him?
在这个礼拜我在准备的时候看到一个故事，心里很受感动。
This week as I prepare for the sermon, I come to a story.
在19世纪的时候，在法国他们有一次内战。
In the 19th century, during the French Civil War,
有一个炮手，他站在他的大炮的旁边的时候，刚好司令官来到他那里。
A certain soldier who manned a cannon as his superior officer came by.
那个司令官就告诉这个炮手，你用望远镜看前面，这个有一个房子，你有没有看到？
This commander told the soldier, "Did you see this house in front of us?"
那个炮手说，我看到。
The soldier said, "Yes, I saw it."
他说我们得到情报，说现在那个房子是现在敌人他们用那个房子作为他们的临时的指挥所。
The commander said, "According to our intelligence, this house has been used as a headquarters by the enemy."
所以我们要把这个房子把它这个用炮把它轰掉。
Therefore, we have to destroy this house by the cannon.
然后这个炮手就瞄准了，以后呢就一炮，果然不同凡响，就把那个房子就。命中。
So this soldier aimed the cannon and then destroyed the house.
哦，这个司令官拍拍他的背说：“年轻人实在不错，你实在不错。”
So this commander congratulated this young soldier.
就是他看见这个年轻人眼中流着眼泪。
Yet he detect tears in the eyes of this soldier.
他说：“你哭什么呢？”
So the commander said, "Why are you weeping?"
那个炮手跟着司令官说：“司令官，那个房子是我的房子。”
The soldier said that, "Commander, that was my house."
所有我这个世界上所拥有的，都在那个房子里面。
All my possessions in this world are housed in that building.
顺从讲起来容易，做起来不容易。
Obedience and submission may be easy to talk about, but yet it's difficult to carry them out.
但是当我们真正学会尊重神的时候，我们就不难尊重神的话。
And yet, if we do believe in God and respect Him, it will not be difficult to follow His words.
彼得对耶稣说：“这话甚难，我没有办法领受下去。”
Peter said to Jesus that this word is difficult for us to accept.
但是当我们真的认识这位主，爱这位主，尊重这位主，我们就能够顺从他。
And yet, if we know this Lord,believe this law and respect this law, then indeed we can carry out His words.
我们不只是要有渴望，有一个渴慕的心，我们有尊重的态度，而且我们要对圣经有一个明白的一个心。
Not only do we have a longing for the knowledge of His word, we should also have a longing to carry out His word.
在我们今天早上读的这十二节圣经里面，明白出现了五次。
In the portion of the scripture we just read, about five times it mentioned to understand.
弟兄姊妹，最近这些年来，我有一个很深的一个负担在我的心。
Recent years, I have a burden in my heart.
我有一点怕，今天很多的弟兄姊妹，很多的基督徒觉得这一本圣经是很难明白。
There's a fear in my heart that some Christians may regardThe scriptures as difficult to understand.
我觉得我们今天传道人这些读神学的神学生要负部分的责任。
And I think the ministers and pastors of the gospel has to shoulder certain responsibilities.
有的时候我们有意无意的会这样讲说，圣经原文是这样这样这样讲的。
Sometimes, intentionally or not, we said that according to the original text of the scripture, this is what it meant.
希伯来文在旧约是怎么说？希腊文在新约原文是这样的一个意思。
We discuss about the Greek meaning of the scripture and the Hebrew meaning of the scriptures.
给一些听到的弟兄姊妹带来一种错觉，觉得好像我们读经大概非要懂一点原文，要不然这本圣经就离我们非常的遥远。
It may render a misconception to certain believers that we may have to know the original text of the scripture in order to understand it.
我们小心回到中世纪的时候，天主教的一种危机。
we have to be careful not to return to the crisis and difficulty of the medieval Catholic Church in terms of the interpretation of Scripture.
圣经只能够圣职人员来解释，我们这些平信徒不能去碰。
It was believed that the scriptures can only be interpreted by the saints and not by the laymen.
我们看见马丁路德改教成功的一部分，就是他把圣经翻译成德文，能够让德国人人手一册，能够直接的透过圣经来亲近神。
One of the reasons of success of Martin Luther's movement is that he translated the original scripture into German so that the German Christian can read the Bible.
但是我们现在发现慢慢慢慢我们用原文用一些特别的一些名词然后好像把圣经离我们越来越遥远。
And yet many times we use the meanings of the original scriptures seems to distance us from the Bible itself.
但是在今天这段圣经里面我们看见圣经是可以明白的。
And yet, in the scripture that we have just read today, that we know that the scripture can be understood.
但是有一些条件。
But yet there are requirements.
我们在第八节看见的条件是什么呢？是他们清清楚楚的念神的律法。
The requirement here is stated in verse 8. It said that they clearly read the Bible.
然后下面说，不只是清清楚楚的念律法书，而且讲明意思。
Not only do they read the book of law clearly, they also explain the meaning.
所以我们需要有人能够在这方面帮助我们，不错。但是呢，当他们这样帮助我们的时候，我们可以明白主的话。
Truly, we need people to help us to understand, yet it is understandable.
然后在第三节，我们看见百姓的条件是侧耳而听。
And yet the requirement on the part of the people.Is that they have to listen tentatively.
所以换句话说，我们看见在这里有人在那边教导，但是有人在那边谦卑的学习。
Therefore, we see a picture of somebody who is teaching and somebody who is tentatively learn.
我常常说，今天是一个我们希望很快见到果效的一个时代。
Today we are in an era that we want to see result immediately.
我们希望我们属灵的长进能够一天能够跳。
We want to see our spiritual growth can be measured in days.
我们今天要跟随主，我们今天要做一个满足神心意的基督徒。求主给我们一步一步按部就班的有学习的一个态度。
Today we want to be a Christian that is pleasing in the eyes of our God, but then that has to take step slowly.
当然，我们要透过主的话，我们要花很多的时间，我们要付一些代价。
Yes, it's through the words of the Bible, but then we have to pay the price of time.
但是今天我们觉得非常非常的惭愧，我们自己的本行，我们可以常常去研读一些最新的期刊、最新的思想，但是我们的信仰却离我们那样的陌生。
We may feel ashamed that we go to a lot of reverend spoke and literature. For the interest we have in our secular knowledge, but then we seem to be so indifferent to the scripture.
请问，你家里面的那本圣经，是你常常用来亲近主的，还是只是放在那边礼拜天拿下来去礼拜堂做做样子的一本书？
May I ask that the Bible in your house, was it used so that you can get close to God, or was it just used once a week?When you were going to church,
渴慕圣经，我们看见尊重圣经，我们也看见明白圣经。最后一点，我们看见他们活出圣经。
We see the Israelites longing for the knowledge of the Scripture. They respect the Scripture, and finally, how they live the Scriptures.
读圣经的宝贝，不只是圣经使我们能够亲近主，圣经也能够帮助我们在地上为他而活。
The precious aspect of reading the scripture is not only that it helps us to get close to God, but that it helps us to live our God's will.
从第九节到十二节，我们看见提到悲哀忧愁，提到喜乐，提到吃，提到喝，归根究底就讲到生活的问题。
From verse 9 to 12, it talks about mourning and weeping and joy. We talk about eating and drinks and so on and so forth. So you can summarize saying that this is daily living.
最近有一些弟兄姊妹问我，现在在演的那个电影《耶稣基督最后的试探》。
Recently, some brothers and sisters asked me about the recently released movie, The Last Temptation of Christ.
有许多人问我说，李牧师，你难道不愿意在教会里面提出来要反对，要这个杯葛，然后是大家签名，然后打电话给Universal Studio 这个电影公司的这个总裁等等。
I was asked, Pastor Lee, are you going to take a stand in the pulpit against this movie and organize some petition and signature and maybe call the movie production company to register our protest?
我的立场，我的态度是两方面。
I have two aspects in my stand.
我觉得第一，有类似这样的事情，你越很热闹的去做，结果反而中了魔鬼的诡计，反而引起人的好奇。
First of all, in events similar to this, if you take a very an active road against it, sometimes it fall into the tricks of Satan, and you get the reverse result.
我觉得在各地我收集到的资料，有很多人到电影院门口去示威，去这个拿了一个牌子反对，结果不只是引起许多人的笑话。结果于事无补。
And I can see through the media that a lot of people will go to the movie house, protest, carry signs, and so on and so forth. Not only do they do not accomplish what they want to do, and they become a laughing matter.
除了这一点以外，另外一方面，我深深的感觉到，今天基督徒可以在圣经里面找到一个答案，我们来面对这一类的事情。
On the other aspect, I do believe that Christians can find an answer through the scriptures to face problem of similar nature.
今天类似这样的事情可能非常多围绕在我们的四周。
Events of similar nature indeed abound around us today.
我们今天需要回到主的话来看这些的 issues.
Today we need to return to God's word concerning dealing with those issues.
我们今天说这个教会虽然在建堂的过程当中，但是我们也需要主的灵临到我们，使我们有一个复兴。
Yes, this church is in the process of rebuilding a church physically, and yet we do need God to come to us to give us a revival.
弟兄姊妹，让我从心里面向各位提出这样的一个盼望。
May I express to you my hope in the deepest of my heart?
让我们从主的话来建立我们的信仰。
So that we can build our faith.On the foundation of God's words,
让我们从主的话来分辨是非
，so that through His words we can discern what is good and bad.
感谢主，在这个教会里面，过去十年来，神为我们预备成人主日学。
For the past 10 years or more, church, God has given this church a Sunday school.
但愿我们在下个礼拜开学的时候，我们弟兄姊妹能够愿意有一个渴慕的心来参加这样的一个装备和训练自己的机会。
As the new term started next week, I earnestly hope that the congregation can join and earnestly to learn the words of the scriptures.
有一位印度的基督徒，他写了一封信给他的一个朋友在国外。
A certain Indian Christian wrote a letter to his friend overseas.
他报告他们教会最近的一个复兴。
He reported of the recent revivals of his church.
我不晓得这句话怎么样翻译成中文，他英文是这样写的。他说 ,We are having a great revival here. 他把那个 revival 跟 rebible, 把那个圣经的再一次重现成为他们那个复兴的一个记号。
And he said that this church is having a revival, what he meant revival, but the meaning is well taken.
我们知道英文他们要 coin 一个什么新的字，他们就可以自己开自己去发明一个字。这个 revival 大概我们在圣经的这个字典上找不到。
Of course, the term revival cannot be found in the dictionary.
以前有一个人在门口跟牧师握手。
Once there was a person shaking a pastor's hand in front of a church.
啊，他说你今天讲的道，在我家有一本书，每一个字都有。
He said that today your sermons concern all the words that I have in the book in my house.
那牧师好紧张，以为他抄别人的讲道给他抓到。
The pastor was nervous, thinking that he may be just reciting somebody else's sermon.
他说那本书是什么书啊
？So the pastor asked, "What is this book?"
他说是字典。
He said the dictionary.
我们今天没有在 dictionary 找不到这个 "rebible" 这个字，但是求主把这样的一个字。和这样的样这个字的经验经历放在我们教会里面。
Today we cannot find the term revival in the dictionary, but may God help us to give us this meaning in us.
让我们从 Re-Bible 带出 Revival 出来，从圣经带出真正的复兴出来。
So that because of rebibling, we can indeed have a revival.
朋友，你收听的是福乐人生讲坛的系列节目，我是玛丽姐妹，很高兴你的收听，也盼望你的来信。如果你还没有相信主耶稣，请到活在耶稣里施工网站的首页，点击永生之道，理解耶稣真理，今天就相信主耶稣，从而享受主内新生命的永生祝福。